This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey, what's up? I'm my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
Can you believe? Is it officially autumn, fall?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
When did that happen?
I think it happened last week, actually.
I'm just saying.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
September flew by.
It did. I know.
We're already, we are in like full-blown talking about Halloween costume mode at our house.
Oh, so are we. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, you have four kids.
Yes.
Now, what's on the costume list this year?
Well, my teenage boys, they don't really talk to me, so I don't know what they're doing. All I know is they're not wanting to go trick-or-treating with me and their younger sisters.
Are they in the phase where they're just going to wear a scary mask and, like,
probably
maybe go out after all the little kids are done?
Yeah, totally. That's where they're at.
They're already there.
I know.
Okay.
But I still have the two little ones, and they're still going back and forth. They change their mind every day. One wants to be Wednesday, and then all of a sudden yesterday she wants to be a bloody owl. This is my 6-year-old.
A bloody owl. Well, it's original. It's fully original.
Very creative.
That's the problem. You
slightly
feel
scary.
Like you need to like get the costumes early, but they change their mind so often.
Exactly.
Leading up to Halloween that you're going to screw yourself if
totally.
You buy it now.
Every year that happens.
I hope that my son doesn't change his mind because I've already bought most of his costume because I had to piecemeal it together.
Wait, what is it going to be?
Marty McFly.
Marty McFly,
Do you even know who
is that from a cartoon?
No, and this is the exact reaction we keep getting.
Marty McFly.
Marty McFly is the lead character from Back to the Future movies.
Oh gosh.
Which is random for a 6-year-old.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that. I feel bad that I didn't know that now, too. I feel like I should.
No, you're not. You don't feel bad. You're probably the third adult that he's told. Oh, wait till he tells the kids. Like, no kids are going to know what he is, but
I was thinking of like a fly cartoon character. I don't know why.
That's exactly what a friend of mine was like, what are you going to be for Halloween? And he's like, Marty McFly. And she was like, I don't think I know that cartoon. So I think maybe a lot of like 40-somethings.
Wait, has he seen the movie?
We went to see, they were showing it as like a Movies by the Bay thing at
gotcha.
The Catamaran
okay.
A few weeks ago. And he got fully obsessed with it, which is super cute. I'm like, I think it's great because I love that movie, but nobody's going to know who he is. I don't know. Yeah, well, we'll get a, he'll have to have a prop like a skateboard or whatever.
Oh,
hoverboard
for sure.
Or something so that people at least have a little clue as to what he is. And then my daughter just wants to be a hippie, which I think will be
really that'll
easy.
Be so easy.
That might be like a one click on Amazon situation.
Oh, your Halloween situation at home seems easy this year.
I forget. I know we've talked about it before, but do you dress up?
Actually, I do dress up every year. It just depends on where I'm dressing up. Because last year I dressed up at work, but I didn't on like Halloween.
What were you last year at work?
Oh, I was thinking I was a unicorn last year. I wasn't. I was from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where they play that drinking beer game.
Oh,
and every
okay.
time they drink a beer, they have to like write a number on their shirt.
Yeah.
How many beers they drank.
That's clever.
It's well, yeah, you have to know the show. And there was only like maybe two people in this whole building that knew who I was.
Well,
but that made it more fun too.
I feel like, you either are the type of person who goes like the sexy Halloween route, or you go the totally gross. And I tend to go the totally gross.
That whole sexy Halloween phase, I never went into that.
Maybe in college.
Really? I don't think I did.
But my last year I was the Target lady.
Yes. Oh my gosh, your costume was so great last year.
My husband was so repulsed. He was like, "That's the ugliest wig. That's the grossest pants."
It was so great. Where'd you get the Target vest?
You know what? I went to Flashbacks, and it was just one of those things where it was like meant to be. I walked in, and I'm thinking, "There's no way I'm gonna find a red vest." I had looked all over Amazon, but they were all like. Like waiters and waitresses, right. Like a server's vest. And there was just a red vest sitting there. It was like the heavens like opened up and a red vest just showed up right in front of my face.
Oh, so it wasn't a legit Target vest.
No.
Oh, it looked exactly like it.
It had a weird collar. It had like a Western collar, but I just tucked it under and I made a homemade Target tag.
It looks so legit.
And just got like tan pants from the consignment store.
And that wig was hysterical.
The wig was the sickest. The wig was the absolute sickest part. My husband was like, "Oh my gosh, don't ever. Do not ever." I'm like, "Sorry, this is who I am. I'm not a sexy Halloween girl." It's always fun though.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Have you decorated yet?
I don't really decorate.
Oh, we do.
I don't really decorate.
We got like the cobwebs everywhere.
Oh, you're good. You're a fun
skeletons
mom.
And
you're a fun mom.
Well,
I'm a drag when it comes to decorations. I don't feel like we have anywhere to store them the rest of the year. So
that's
probably
true.
The main thing that's keeping me from doing it. But my kids would love it if I did.
You can go to the dollar store and get tons of decorations and then just throw them away.
Okay. Pro tip. Yeah,
there you go.
Pro tip from Amber.
They don't last anyway.
That's true.
You know
what? I think you've inspired me. I think I'm going to tell the kids that.
Are you just saying this?
I'm going to tell the kids that my friend at work had a great idea and I'll take them to the dollar store. I'm going to do it.
I don't believe. I want pictures.
Okay. Pictures of my cobwebbed house
up. One little skeleton sitting there.
I know. One sad little hand coming out of the grave. Oh, it's always fun. Can't wait to see what you dress up as this year.
I just can't believe it's already October and then here comes Thanksgiving. It's holiday time.
Yes.
Essentially.
I just read this stat that the average person will spend, it's like $1,284 to get all of their Christmas, all their holiday shopping done. To check off every person on their list, you'll spend about $1,200 or $1,300.
I think I spend more, only because I have four kids. But
it's the multiple kids that gets you.
I don't want to know what that dollar figure is because
maybe it's better to not have an idea.
It's a vicious cycle because I'll pay off all my credit cards and then here comes Christmas and then I go on Amazon, I go crazy, and then it takes a whole another year to pay that off.
I know. Do it for the kids. You're making good memories.
Yeah, exactly.
Off to the dollar store I go.
Well, I'm my SD Mom Amber.
I'm my SD Mom Sarah.
See you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.